Okay, we are on the top of Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing this conversation about people who are not related because they've now converted to Judaism. So now once they convert, they become a Gersh and this guy, Gersh and Old Dummy. And the Gemara says like this. We are three lines from the top of the page. It says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hada Amar Rabbanon Ein Av L'Mitzri. This idea, right, that there's no father for a Mitzri, meaning a person who was a Mitzri and then became a Jew. We'll have to see if it makes a difference. Why specifically a Mitzri? Any person who's Megayer, but fine. But the idea that Ein Av L'Mitzri, Lo Tem Mishun Deshtu Bezima. Don't say, no, the reason that we say that is because, you know, the Mitzrim are so steeped in, you know, inappropriate relationships, etc., the Lo Yedia. Right, and that's why you can't say who the person's father is, because you know there's no way to know who that person is. Right. By the way, the Gersa changes it in Ben Rashi in Av L'Mitzri to Ein Av L'Goy, right? Because it's not really Mitzri; it's any non-Jew. But it's not because of this idea. Mishum d'shtu bezimahu v'lo yodina. Look at Rashi. Rash says, Lo tame mishum deshtu bezimahu v'lo yodina avua manu. We don't know who his father is. We don't say that. Avahecha the idea could go into how you have v'imo chavushim beis asurim. Let's say his parents were in jail. The lo nivel ala acher. Right? In which case, there's no chances that she could be with anybody else. Chayshinan. Right? We're not going to say that. Meaning, that's not the reason why we say the concept ain av l'mitzri, ain av l'goy. It's not because we don't know who the father is because of their, lack of morality. Ava yedia chayshinav. If we would know, then we'd say, oh, maybe he really does have a father. Ella afilu, meaning father, meaning halachic father. Ella afilu the yedia nami lo chayshinav. Because even if we would know who his father is, 1,000%, it wouldn't make a difference. We still wouldn't consider the non-Jew's father halachically like his father. Why? The hash ne achin ta'omim the tipa achas hihaya v'nechal kalishdayim. Because when you have two brothers who are twins. Right, because they came from one drop from the same zera, right? Achas from one thing, from one, and then it split into two. V'katani seifa lochotzem v'lo miyamim. Nevertheless, right, these two brothers who come from literally the same embryo, right, and nevertheless, they don't do chalitza, they don't do yivam. Just as an aside, isn't it pretty amazing that the Gemara says that's tiba achas that splits into two? That's how it works, right? It's not tiba achas; it's an embryo. And it's pretty amazing, right? That the Gemara said that in, you know, whatever year this was, 400, 300, right? That's a pretty amazing thing. Fine. But anyways, Shema Mina Afkure Rachman Lazare. So what do you see? That the fact that the even two identical twins, right, that are not allowed to do chalitz and yivam for each other, right? So what do you see? You see that, well, no, what the Torah said was the Torah made them, like, you know, they were mafgir, they're zera, meaning that they become like they're not related at all to each other. Dichsiv basar chamorim bzaram vizirmas susim ziramta zirmasam. Right, that the flesh of donkeys is like their flesh, and zirmas also means like the flesh, right, of horses is their flesh, meaning. Doesn't, right, just means to say it's considered not like their children. Rashi says, Rashi is Zirmas. Rashi says, Zera Shehu's not that one. Where'd it go? I don't know. Anyways, the point being that calling them like animals doesn't mean considering non-Jews like animals. That's not the point. The point is that they're considered like they're not related to each other, right? It's like you know, random things, random, you know, beings being born is the point. Fine. So the bottom line is the idea that ein av l'goy is what that means is that once the individual becomes a ger, so then they have no relationship to their father, in which case they have no relationship to their brothers and to their sisters, etc. Halakhically, and that becomes really, you know, that happens. You have families, entire families that convert together, and then like they want to, like, you know, for example, it becomes shalas of like yichud. Right, if two your brother and sister is not really yichud, for the most part, you know. But now, what if they both converted? Right now, they're still brother and sister, but right, or mother and son, or what happens when someone converts and then, you know, and then their parent passes away. So all these shaylas come up because of this concept. Okay, Tashma. The Amar Rav Yosi, the Rav Yosi said as follows: Ma'aseh ben Niftayam Hager. So Niftayam Hager, Shenasa Ishes Achiv Mimo. He married his brother's wife, right? His brother. He has shared a brother with his mother. He has a mother. They both have the same mother, it's his brother, and his brother married a woman. And this guy Niftayam, who was a ger, he married the woman who had been married to his brother. Uba Ma'aseh ben Chachamim. This story came to the Chachamim. The Amru ain ishus lager, and they said, you know, there's no ishus for a ger. There's no, we have to see what that means, right? The Gemara is going to be confused by this language, but they're not really married. Don't worry about it. Meaning, no problem. It's fine, right? Look at Rashi. Beniftim hager the nasba achiv, right? A little right next door here on the Gemara. The nasba achiv hames, right? His brother had passed away. Kishu ger the habi kiddushin v'shar lo achiv, right? And she was allowed to marry the brother. The ain lo achua, the kachadin shenol adami, right? That he's allowed to marry him because again ain ishus leger, meaning it's no problem. They're allowed to they were allowed to get married. It wasn't a problem. So Gemara says, really? The ain ishus leger ve'elager the kaddish hachanam lo the tafs bekiddushin. There's no ishus for a ger, but gerim can't get married. Right, if a ger would marry a random woman, right, a random Jewish woman, they wouldn't have kiddushin. That's not true. So rather, ella ema ain iser ishes ach lager. No, what it means to say is that there's no iser ishes ach for a ger, because again, they're not really considered brothers. So then there's a, you know, he's allowed to marry his brother's wife when the brother passes away. Okay. So it says the Gemara, my love, the nisbak ach kishuhu ger. Right? Is it you know? And the case must be, right, a case where that his brother had been married to this other woman when he was also a ger. Right? That means it's like two gerim. You have the brother who's a ger, Reuven, and then his brother Shimon. And it must be that he was, you know, they were, both brothers are gerim already. He's a ger, married to this woman, and then he passes away. And then the brother who's a ger marries the wife. After the brother passes away. So says Gemara, la, 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 la. No. The Nasba Kishu Ovi Kochavim. Right? No. He was married, the original brother Reuven was married to, wasn't called Reuven then. Right? And he was married to her when he was not Jewish. Right? And then when he passes away, the brother who, and then the presumption is he passes away, and then this woman who herself was not Jewish converts, and her brother-in-law, who is her husband's brother, you know, marries her now, and he's Jewish. So like Gemara says, that's not as exciting, right? Because over Gochavi Malam Memra, what's even the Havamina? Of course that works. What's the problem? Right? He was not Jewish. She was not Jewish. She converts, and he's Jewish, and the brother's Jewish. Like that's not such a big chiddush. So he says, Gemara, no, Mao the same Ligzor Kishu over Gochavim Atu Kishu Ger. Right? No, I might have thought that even the case of a brother who's not Jewish, you know, who's not Jewish. Reuven passed away, who's not Jewish, and then Shimon is Jewish because he was a ger. Maybe you'd say that even Shimon on that case couldn't marry his sister-in-law even if she converts, because it's too, you know, it still looks like Eishes Ach. It is Eishes Ach, right? It's not halachically Eishes Ach, but it looks like it a lot. Maybe I think to make a gezerah. So kamash malan, that we don't say such a thing. Fine. But the implication at this stage is that if they were both gerim already, then we would be gozer in that case, because now it's really, like, you know, now it's really difficult, it sounds like. Fine. Okay.
Very worried about the perception.
The perception, yeah. People make mistakes and think,
this just seems like a common thing that's been.
All the time. Yeah. Yeah. Concerned people are going to make mistakes. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Tashma to Amar Ben Yasin, because Ben Yasin said the following. Kishalachti, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Ben Yasin. How do you have that written there? Yasyan, Ben Yasyan. I made it like Arabic. Ben Yasyan, like Ben Yasyan. Okay, the Amar Ben Yasyan. Kishalachti the krachayam. When I went to some faraway place, matzasi ger echad shenasa ishes achiv v'imo. I've met a guy who was a convert who had married his brother's wife from his mother. So amarti lo beni mi hirshacha. Who gave you that rishus? Who gave you that permission to do that? So Amar li, so he said to me. There's a woman and seven children. And Al Saf Salza Yashav Rabbi Akiva Va'amar Shnei Dvarim. Right? And so you had this woman sitting on a bench with her seven children. And And Rabbi Akiva sat there and on a bench, and he said two things. Number one, ger no se eish zachif meimo. Number one, he said a ger is allowed to marry his brother's wife from his mother. Ve'amar, and he said also, he dvar Hashem al Yonah shenis lemor shenis dibriimo shchina shlishis lo dibriimo shchina. So he said a different, totally different dvar Torah. That by the way, you should know that Yonah only spoke to Hashem two times, not three times, because the Torah, because the pasuk says in the Navi that Hashem spoke to him shenis lemor second time. Okay, ketanim yes, but nevertheless, what do you see? Ger no se eishes achiv ve'imo. Right. So you see here that Rabbi Akiva paskin that the ger can marry his brother's wife from his mother. So my lav the nasba achiv kishu ger. Right. Is this the case again where the brother, right, the original brother was a ger too? No, lo the nasba kishu over kuchav. No, because the original brother again was all still a non-Jew. So my lamer again, what's the chiddush? So what? So mother, the same. What might I have thought? Nigzar kishu over kuchavim. Ah, to kishu ger kamash milan. So again, no, I might have thought the gzera, you know, from a brother who's not Jewish, to a case where a brother is Jewish, or where brother would be already a ger kamash milan. We don't make that gzera that we're not concerned for. Okay. So says Gemara, but wait a second. This individual who's telling us this halacha, right? So, right, Ben Yasian, who told me this story, says Gemara, mi meheman. Can I really believe Ben Yasian to tell me this halacha? Va'amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Kol Tamachacham Shemora Halacha Uba Im Kodem Maisa Amra Shomlo V'im Lav Ein Shomlo. You have a Tamachacham who taught a halacha, right? So the question becomes, and it's taught through a story, right? It's taught through a Maisa Shahaya. Yeah, he told me, you know, I spoke to Tamachacham and he gave me this psak. Right, so in those scenarios, what happens? If it's before, you know, the Maisa Shahaya, he had been teaching this halacha. Like, yeah, I know Rabbi Akiva holds the shita, and he taught it many times. And he says, oh yeah, and by the way, there was a story that Rabbi Akiva passed in this way. So then, fine. But if the initial din, the initial learning of this halacha comes only from the story, just from the original story, then we don't listen. Okay. So the point is, if he's coming, you know, directly from this original story from Rabbi Akiva, and that's the first time that Ben Yasan is ever sharing this halacha, so not clear that we're going to listen. Again, there might be some like issue, like he's like no gei b'davar. It was a story about him. It was like rather than just teaching the halacha in general. So why are we listening here? So Gemara's gonna give us a couple of answers. No, the one possibility is he was always telling this. He was always teaching this halacha all the time, and then he taught it. By the way, yeah, that's actually the halacha in this case also. Or maybe the reason is because he told the story of isha v'shiva baneha. Rashi says hare isha v'shiva baneha. Raya shall kodem lachen hevi. But he brought like some story from before. Right, it wasn't like he was teaching this in the first time. That was something he had taught. Beforehand. Another reason is because he taught another halacha at the same time. He taught the story of Yonah, you know, the drash about Yonah. So once he's teaching the story, the drash about Yonah, so you see, he said, you know, Rashi says here, he's teaching this another story at the same time. Then the current divrei emes should be yachad kiblon, right? When you hear two things, you know, we said one thing that you know is true, so then the second thing that's also true, you know, gets verified at the same time. So whatever one of the three reasons is, we believe Ben Yasian here to report about the shita of Rabbi Akiva on this issue. It says the Gemara, Amar Mar, but he dvar Hashem. What?
The ger who told Ben Yasian.
Yes, correct. Yes, thank you. Yes, the ger who told Ben Yasian. Yes. So Amar Mar Vahid Dvar Hashem Yonah Shenis Lamor. Then we go back to this Dvar Torah. He said he came to Yonah a second time. Shenis Divrimo Shrina Shlishis Ladivrimo Divrimo. He spoke to him twice and not a third time. Vakse Vahu Heshiv as Gvu Yisrael Milavo Hamas Ad Yamar Vak Dvar Hashem Shadivra Biyat Abdo Yonah Ben Amisai Hanavi. So you have like here we have in Melachim Beis, you have another story about Yonah getting a Nevuah. That sounds like a third Nevuah. So Amar Ravina al iskan in vekamar. No, this is just repeating. This is just referring to the nevuah he already had before. Right? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Hakik Amar. Kedvar Hashem Asher Diber Diber Biyad Avdo Hanavi Kishem Shenefach Leninve Meirah Latova Kach Meiravam Ben Yoash Nefach Lehem Yisal Meirah Latova. This reference to this again this this nevuah is just a reference to the other time that he that Yonah's original nevuah, and didn't mean specifically that Yonah only got it twice, but it means that it was only spoken to twice about Nineveh. But yeah, he could have gotten other nevuahs as well. Fine, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.